listening to the Broadcast Basement On Demand Radio Network.
It's the podcast in the Broadcast Basement.
BroadcastBasement.com.
The EP Podcast. Heard everywhere podcasts can be found.
And always at theeppodcast.com.
And welcome into the EP Podcast. This is the succinct, very quick, and very informative EP Podcast Weekend Update. It comes out each and every Friday afternoon, covering everything you may need to know this weekend, bringing you to the big show on Monday morning when you wake up, the 30 minutes of good that is the EP Podcast. And everything the EP Podcast does is brought to you by the First National Bank of Evergreen Park. New school year here. Whether they're on campus or doing their work from home, First National Bank of Evergreen Park's student checking account can help students manage their money. Online banking, convenient mobile app. The account allows students to do their banking from anywhere, plus no minimum required to open, and they're going to get their own debit card. 5 free nationwide ATM refunds per statement cycle. And to open a student checking account today, you visit bankevergreenpark.com/student checking. Member FDIC. A ton of garage sales going on this weekend. Some good news about COVID-19. Plans for a live EP podcast show. And more offerings now available from the EP Rec Department. But first, weather. Should be a solid weekend here in Evergreen Park. 79 degrees and sunny the day this comes out on Friday. Partly cloudy and 84 on Saturday. 79, mostly cloudy. 20% chance of rain on Sunday. It's going to rain on Monday, though. Cool things down. You're going to see a week basically in the 60s and maybe even dropping into the 50s as a high late in the week next week. Sunday looks like a great day to smoke some brisket. I think that's my plan. Maybe your plan is heading out to some garage sales or estate sales coming up right here in Evergreen Park this weekend. Friday and Saturday, 25th and 26th, 8725 South Richmond Avenue on Friday from 9 to 4, Saturday 9 to 3. 9157 South Harding and 9109 South Hamlin are both doing one all weekend long. Friday the 25th through Sunday the 27th, the one on Harding, 9 a.m. until 6 p.m., the one on Hamlin, 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. And there's a Saturday-Sunday one going on at two different locations. From 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., 2645 West 96th Street in Evergreen Park. And from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., 9133 South Harding Avenue. Man, this is the weekend to get rid of some stuff and go looking for new stuff. Folks, coming up on Monday, we're going to talk to Glenn Panuski about a lot of stuff going on in and around Evergreen Park. And also, Danny Rozelle from the First National Bank of Evergreen Park is going to stop by. He's got some funny stories, including one about people wearing a mask in a bank, which is now normal, I guess. And next Thursday on the live show, Mayor James Sexton to come on. He told me he has stuff to talk about with you. That starts live on the Podbean app. You can get the link through our Facebook and Twitter pages as well. 7 p.m. it starts every Thursday night, and this Thursday night coming up, Mayor Sexton. Folks, I want you to mark your calendars October the 22nd. That is a live Thursday night show for the EP Podcast coming up in about a month. It's going to be live on the patio at Porter Cullen's, 3541 West 99th Street in Evergreen Park. We're going to have EP Podcast swag, including the EP Podcast car magnet available to you, but you don't need to wait a month for that. No. Go online at theeppodcast.com, order one, we drop it off at your door. You got to pay a penny to make the transaction. We return the penny, it's free. Or go to the First National Bank of Evergreen Park over on the corner of 95th and Pulaski. Go inside or use the drive-thru. Ask for your EP Podcast car magnet or magnets. Put it on the back of your vehicle. We are giving away cash and fabulous prizes all fall and into the winter. Once we start, you don't want to miss out on your opportunity from the EP Podcast. Found everywhere podcasts can be found and always at theeppodcast.com. Mm-hmm. Dr. David Beckman. We've been on the show a bunch of times.
Yes.
Put up something on social media, and I took it one step further. I actually went to the website that he published. He published the updated Center for Disease Control current statistics on COVID-19. This week,
okay,
they updated their stats. And now, think about this. Before I even read this, remember, back in February, this wasn't going to be a big deal. He said it. We said it. No big deal. Whatever. Then all of a sudden, it became a big deal. Okay? In March, I mean, remember, we had the guy on from the Southside Irish Parade telling us the parade will go on.
I remember this vividly, and I believed him.
Thank you. And as the science changed, people did things differently, right?
Yes.
So now everybody gets nervous. We do the flatten the curve. It makes perfect sense. And now everybody's petrified. Now, slowly but surely, we're getting more and more data and research, more testing, more results, more studies, more doctors getting involved with long-term looks at the disease, okay? So you have to keep that in mind here, because just because you thought something in February doesn't mean it was true in March, and just because you thought it in April didn't mean it was true in May.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that stinks is that it feels like sometimes these things come out, and if it doesn't fit a government official's agenda on either side of the aisle, it's not like they change their policies when new data comes out. But here's the data for you. They updated a bunch of different things, including the infection fatality ratio for COVID-19.
Okay.
They did it per age group. Now, they do five columns. Two of them are the two best case scenarios. Two of them are the two worst case scenarios. And the fifth column is their absolute best estimate based upon all their data as to how this is going to shake out. Here's what they have in the absolute best estimate directly off the CDC site. The fatality rate for 0 to 19 years old is 0.003%.
Wow.
A fatality ratio of 0.00003. Okay, you move that decimal point too. We all learned that in the seventh grade when you're figuring out how to make something into a percent. For 20 to 49 year olds, the new death rate put out by the CDC in America, they're only going off of America, and this had nothing to
right.
do with personal protection equipment. This was if nobody wore any mask. And everybody caught it across all spectrums, whatever was going on.
So this is with no PPE?
No PPE, no masks, no social distancing, just with what the capabilities are and the treatments that are now available as opposed to 6 months ago. The death rate now for 20 to 49 years old is 0.02%. That is 1 in 1,000 if you are
wow.
under 50. The death rate for somebody 50 to 69 has now been adjusted. This is right on the CDC website, to 0.5%, a 0.005 infection 0. fatality 0. ratio.
0.005?
That is the infection fatality ratio, so that means it's 0.5%.
Okay.
And then 70 plus is what we always suspected. It's deadly. 5.5%.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, you're going to have 5 to 6 out of every 100 70 plus dying from COVID. And what that really tells you is keep doing what you're doing. Protect grandma and grandpa.
Please.
But let's let the kids play. You know?
Yeah.
The kids should be trick-or-treating. That's my stance. I think the mayor's going to come on and say that. That's my stance. The kids should be trick-or-treating. The kids should be playing sports.
Yes.
You know, here's the thing. Like with my kids, I allow them to participate in different things. My son plays hockey. He's allowed to have practices, which is hysterical because he can go on the ice without a mask and practice where he's next to somebody, but he can't play a game.
That I don't understand one bit.
Zero. It makes
that's
zero
so
sense.
Dumb.
It almost feels like we're doing it to instill fear. But the thing is that I know that that's just as dangerous as a game. So what do?
It's the same thing.
I tell my parents, we're not going near you because the kids are playing.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Now, here's the other thing. When we get closer to holidays, I'm going to contact all their schools and be like, I'm pulling them out for 10 days.
Exactly.
I want to make sure they're completely safe and I'm taking them to Thanksgiving and I'm doing the same thing for Christmas. Because I want to make sure, you know, I'm going to do whatever I can to make sure they're not around anything that can get them ill. I'm going to quarantine the heck out of them before I bring them around their grandma and grandpa so they can kiss them on the cheek and give them a hug. And that's kind of how we should all be handling this at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Be respectful of people around you. Put your mask on.
It's like me before I go to Louisiana for Christmas. You know, I'm not going anywhere. Put myself on lockdown for 2 weeks before we take off. You know, and then when I get back, I might have to go. I don't know what's going to go on then. But yeah, just before I know I'm going around someone who's vulnerable, you know, I do what I have to do. But let the kids trick or treat.
Yeah, I want the kids to trick or treat.
This is what it all boils down to.
I really want the kids to trick or treat.
Yes, they need it. They need it.
Quitting smoking is hard, and not everyone is going to find success with the same product. Luckily, for Evergreen Park, there's Cool Clouds Vapor Shop. Since 2014, Cool Clouds Vapor Shop has been offering a variety of electronic cigarettes and e-liquids, helping adult smokers find the right fit when looking for an alternative. And there's nothing like walking in there and finding a large range of devices you can use. They even have a tester bar with over 150 incredible flavors to choose from. Evergreen Park residents Reed, Bridget, and their staff provide a welcoming environment where smokers can come and have an honest conversation about their smoking habits and their goals. And now Cool Clouds offers a range of CBD products that can help with pain, inflammation, anxiety, sleep. Adult smokers, visit Cool Clouds Vapor Shop today, 3837 West 95th Street in Evergreen Park. Cool Clouds Vapor Shop of Evergreen Park, providing quality products at reasonable prices and the best customer experience possible. As we leave, Glenn Panuski from The Village going to join us on Monday's show, but here's a snippet of some programs the rec department is offering. Remember, they have weekend hours. You can stop in on Saturday and sign up for these classes. Get them while they're hot.
The dance program is coming back, albeit a little scaled down, you know, to allow for the social distancing. That's really the good thing. I mean, there's no good thing about this pandemic, but in 6 months, we have learned how to make things work for the time being. You know, that's really important, you know. But, you know, the dance classes from the recreation department are starting up. You know, kids can and parents can sign up over at the community center. Let's see, what else is the list that they gave me here? We got art classes for 7 to 13-year-olds begin October the 7th. There's an adult paint night coming up soon. They don't have a date set yet on that, but look for some news there. Taekwondo, again, the last time I was talking about the different sports things that they had going, which filled up really quick. You know, now they do have Taekwondo available. Adult gentle yoga beginning the middle of October on a Wednesday over at the senior center. So yeah, lots of things. Oh, the big thing is that we do have a drama class, and that will begin on Wednesday, October the 14th. The instructor for that is Miss Gianna Panatti, who actually you know because she was in that Christmas radio show that we did last December.
It seems so long ago. Last December, when the world was normal, it seems so long ago.
You know, and to think that was really the last thing that we were able to put on that stage, you know. But Gianna has reconfigured the drama class to allow for the social distancing. And so she's got a lot of new ideas and make it exciting for kids, what is the ages 8 and up. And that class is Wednesdays beginning October 14th, 1 hour. At 6:30 p.m. and that's at the community center.
That's your weekend update. Thanks for joining us. Remember, if you have not subscribed to the show, do so. You can do it through any podcast app. We are now proudly on iHeartRadio as well. So your Spotify, your Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, Alexa, play the EP podcast. Never miss a thing going on in and around the EP. My name's Chris for Hannah Beth. We will see you Monday morning when you wake up with the full 30 minutes of good. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.
Look at all those people in this great suburb driving down 95th and Kedzie. What a great place. It's called Evergreen Park, but we know it better as the EP. We're known for more than just the Unabomber. Remember Ted Kaczynski? You guys might even remember that big old rooster on 95th Street. It's all part of EP's history. So listen up to the EP podcast. You might be asking why. Because we talk about all things and we celebrate all the great things in the 608-05. It's the EP podcast. All things Evergreen Park, it's the EP podcast. Evergreen Park.